take it on down from Muscle Shoals through Decatur. Over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown, Mr. T.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this, what's left of this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. Need to be in touch with the show. What you got to do, you got to text me. We're having some connection difficulties with Chairman Wall. We had him, and then we didn't, and we had him again, and we stand by. We will here we go. I think we got it figured out now. Joining us now, he's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Hey, thank you for coming on. Thank you for making time for us. A few things to get to here. Let's just I guess it starts today, or it started today, started this month, the general election cycle. And, all the things that the Alabama Republican Party will do to kind of, like, it's not necessarily, sure, you're going to back candidates, but it's more about just, I think the name of the game, generating Republican voter turnout.
I know that's absolutely right. A higher Republican turnout floats all boats. And that's obviously the goal of the party as a whole, right? Yes, we want to help individual candidates. Yes, we want to make sure they get across the finish line. But the real battle and the real purpose of the party is to explain why the policies of the Republican Party best serve the people of this country and the people of the state. You know, whether that is securing the border, protecting our rights and freedoms, just across the board. There are so many areas, national security, the economy, pretty much every area of your life you can think about. I firmly believe that it's the values of the Republican Party that best help you have a better, happier, and more successful life. And that's the message we want to communicate to voters, turn them out for Republicans, and then convince some Democrats along the way that hey, maybe the Republican values are the best values for us, and increase turnout there as well.
Now, you think this, and I don't disagree at all, but when we put woke on the ballot, when we put just these significant shifts in our traditional values to the left, what they would call, I guess, progressive, when you put that on the ballot, then that's when Republicans really start making hay. So, like, what do you do here at this point now? How do you get that theme out there? I mean, we look around, you watch the national news, and it's Fox News, for example, nightly rushes at the southern border, or these weird protests at college campuses that are very, some are anti-Semitic in nature, and then just general goofiness with sexual orientation, and but. Outside the mainstream with traditional American values, you got to make it a referendum on that, I think, to have the most success.
Oh, I completely agree. You know, this is something that the RNC in the past, not the current RNC. I really appreciate and think the new leadership of the RNC are doing a great job. But the RNC in the past, and a lot of, especially our consultants, I think consultants have gotten things so wrong. And they just don't understand. They're disconnected from the voters to the point that they're making very, very poor decisions. And I think the main area we can point to, and we saw this in 2022 across the country, we saw this in 2020 even, the consultants are telling candidates, steer away from the controversial issues. Steer away from transgender issues or men going in women's bathrooms or those things. And take the middle of the road. You know, don't be controversial. I think that is the worst advice they could give. What the people of this country care about are defending our values and defending their families. And the number one battle in this country right now is for the hearts and the souls of our children. And we see it. We see the evidence. We see what happens when you have a federal Department of Education and a college system that is more concerned about indoctrinating children than they are about educating them. you have a generation of children who don't have a foundation, either politically and understanding of the original intent of our Founding Fathers, or morally. And when you take morality, you take God out of someone's heart, they will replace it with something, whether that's secular humanism, maybe it's drugs, maybe it's alcohol. There's a reason we're seeing the epidemic of drug use in this country. It's because we're taking God out of our society, and it's leaving a vacuum that people are searching for someone to replace it with.
Yeah, I mean, they're either putting these weird new lifestyle choices, or some, fill that void with government as a higher mm-hmm. power. And you look at all these different things. I mean, these are all where the institutional left or the progressive movement or whatever are trying to take us, though, Chairman. And I guess the response would be like, well, then Republicans need to be the mirror or the opposite of that. But what do you do? I mean, you talk about traditional values. And what do you have? You Christian nationalist or theocratic, theocracy? You crazy right winger? You religious fanatic? Things like that. And it's hard for. So you can see these Republican candidates are uncomfortable with dealing with those sort of charges.
No, and I think we have to start embracing them. Look, one of the number one things I get called the two things. The first is a radical, a radical American first. You know, you're isolationist. You want to put America first. To which I say I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. Absolutely. I want to put the people of this country and the people of this state first. We are not globalists. We are not looking for a global agenda. We want to stand up for the American values and the rights and the freedoms of this country that made America great and made it special. I always like to quote Reagan on this. One of my favorite speeches from him, he says, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what it means to be Americans? Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what it means to be free? Because freedom is precious and freedom is rare. And I think that is the message today. You know, Reagan was fighting socialism from without. We're fighting socialism from within. And we need to get to the point where we are bold about it. Proudly take the mantra of being an isolationist or an American first candidate. Absolutely. That's a good thing. The people of this country want that. And if they want to call me a Christian radical, so be it. My life is defined by my belief in Jesus Christ, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Well, but candidates are maybe ill-equipped or reluctant to really talk about this stuff. I don't know what the answer is, but I think there's something to what you're saying.
Yes, no, absolutely. And look, it goes back, like I said, it goes back to the consultants who are not preparing them, but instead telling them to stay away from it. Don't engage, go middle of the road, go away from the controversial. And I think that's when we lose. When you won't stand on anything, no one respects you. And I think that's what a lot of our candidates have gotten to. They're not exciting the Republican base. And then the independents don't respect them because they're wishy-washy. And I think we have proof of this in elections. You look at the candidates who did win. You know, you had Glenn Youngkin up in Virginia who smashed a race he should by all odds never have even gotten close in. But he did it based on parental rights and being bold in defending parents and their right to be involved in their children's education. Ron DeSantis in Florida winning a swing state that's, you know, normally 2 or 3 points, winning it by 20%. It doesn't happen. That is an anomaly in politics. It never happened. But it did because he was not afraid to be bold. And look at the most popular Republican in the entire country right now. It's Donald Trump. He's leading every swing state because, once again, look, people may not like his personality, but they know he's going to fight for what he believes in. And that, I think, is the number one issue this election cycle. People are looking for a candidate who actually cares and is actually going to go out there and fight for values and truth.
Yeah, well, you know, just running away from traditions this country has long held. It didn't used to be a problem. I mean, and the problem used to be this, Chairman. They would run on this stuff, and then they would get to office and do something completely different. And now, slowly over time, they're not even running on it. They run away from it. And it's like abortion. It's abortion, right? A Dobbs decision, a big victory for conservatives, and we ought to be celebrating it. And the left, of course, they weaponize it and they use it. But the Republicans didn't do themselves any favors, right? They didn't say, you know what, we think this is a great decision. Let's run on it. And because the other guys are going to run against it. Well, and there's nothing you can do about that. But what maybe it's the consultant's fault, as you say, but like these Republicans are very scared to even embrace a pro-life stance right now.
Yes, and that's very sad because look, we let and this is classic for Republicans. We allow the mainstream media and the Democrat Party to frame the issues. And if you're walking to a situation where you're allowing your opponent to frame the issues, you're going to lose every debate. What we have to do is we have to frame the issues. And we have to refuse, when Republicans are on interviews, we have to refuse to accept the premise of the question asked by a biased reporter or our opponent. And instead, speak truth boldly. You know, just say, look, I reject that concept that the Dobbs decision infringed on women's rights. No. What it did do was it protected the rights and freedoms of human beings. And that's what the Republican Party is about. Whether they're born or unborn, it doesn't matter. The reason the Republican Party is pro-life is because we actually believe in defending people from harm. And we believe in defending their rights and freedoms from government, from other people, the rule of law. And that's why we're pro-life. It's the same reason we're going to stand up for people's medical freedoms. Same reason we're going to stand up for their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. We believe in protecting people's rights and freedoms, and the most important of those is the right to life. Well, these guys, if we frame it that way, we win.
Yeah, but they won't take the time to do that. They get screechy about reproductive freedom, and Republicans are never going to get the benefit of the doubt here. It's going to be Democrats saying you want to control women's bodies, they never respond in such no you're that's what you think. What we're really trying to do is protect the woman. We believe it's a life. Whenever you believe life starts and they can get into that, everybody's going to probably have something different to say. But it's not that, oh, we just want to dominate women and we're just mean old white Republican males. That's how they're allowing it to be framed, and they're not really doing the time putting in the work to say, no, you're wrong. You're lying to people. This is why we believe what we believe.
That's exactly right. And look, this was a good time frame for us, actually, because what we should have done is, whoa, stop. You're actually the party. The Democrats are actually the party who want to control people's bodies. They want to force us to take a vaccine. They want to force us to do this. It's ironic to me that the Democrats, the only area that they don't want to force people to do is to not commit murder. They're fine with forcing people to take vaccines. They're fine with forcing people to do this or that or don't eat meat. Protect the climate so you can't drive the car you want. You have to drive a electric car. They're fine with regulating and controlling our lives in every single area except supposedly this one. And I call foul on it. They are not the party of freedom and liberty. They are not the party that cares. They are the party of destruction, whether that's with the right to life and destroying innocent human beings or whether that's in the rest of our lives. And we need to be bold about speaking about that. They are not the party of freedom. And I don't see how they can say my body, my choice when they just literally fired thousands of people because they wouldn't inject themselves with their pet vaccine.
Yeah, so much of that was like weird, like go along to get along and putting a blind trust in what, you know, your government, they know best. And it's just, there's so much about human nature that could be analyzed here and what people were willing to do when worried, right? Like they put fear into the system and they capitalized on it. But like what we're not seeing, and I think in the aftermath of that is like, well, there needs to be a correction. I mean, so much bad government policy, and Republicans never really got the opportunity to talk about that.
And that's right. There needs to be a correction. We need to talk about it as we're correcting it because the American people care. But even more than that, I think you hit on something. And that's that there are a group of people in this country. And it's not just Democrats, but there are a group of people in this country who honestly believe they know how to live your life better than you do. And that they are a ruling class and you're their serf. They, you know, you're their peasant. And it's important when they actually feel like they need to take care of you and live your life for them, for you. And I think that is the problem we have in Washington, D.C., because I reject that model. That is not the model of America. That's not the model of our founding fathers. Our founding fathers understood that we, the people, were the sovereigns, and that government was created to protect our rights and freedoms and to help us in the enjoyment of those liberties.
Well,
and until we get that focus of government back in that place, we will continue to go astray.
Well, they create these government dependencies, Chairman, and you know, what if we try to roll some of that back, and you get the waterworks and all of that, and I just Republicans are just very reluctant to run against those kinds of things, and I know there's no, like, you look around the conservative movement, like you used to have like a Rush Limbaugh or somebody that you could point to, and you know, it just doesn't seem to be that anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. But look, it makes sense. They've weeded them out of our media. Most of our media network, even conservative ones or conservative radio, are actually owned by large corporations who are going more and more progressive. And I think that's intentional, that you're kind of losing those strong, outspoken voices. Look at Tucker Carlson. He's been removed from how many cable news stations now?
All three.
and he's been able to overcome that and to still be a voice speaking. But it's hard in a culture that is growing more and more woke and more opposed to the values of America and the values of our founding fathers.
Yeah, well, because like, you know, there's no individual on the left really either, but they all kind of do it collectively. They all kind of look to the government, and the government is like its own organism, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's taking a bigger role in your life, and it's just happening like a frog in a pot of boiling water. But like, you look at the other side right now, who's talking about reducing the size of government? It's all about just kind of stopping the growth, and instead of going like in the conservative direction.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'm reminded of Reagan. The answer here is not just to oppose what the Democrats are doing. The answer is to have our own message of why these values matter to people, and why we can return to having America as the greatest. America is still the greatest nation on earth, but let's be honest about it. We are losing that. We are losing that title. We have created our own greatest rivals in China with our trade policies. And no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to talk about the fact that we are destroying our country from within. We're destroying it economically. We're destroying it morally. And if we continue this trend, we will destroy America that we have known and loved.
Chairman, we got to leave it there. Before I let you go, folks want to get involved with the Alabama Republican Party. How can they do so?
Well, we always like to have folks engaged. We're on social media at Alabama Republican Party, and then also our website is algop.org.
Chairman, thanks for making the time today, and we'll catch up again next week.
Always good to be on the show.
All right, Chairman John Wall, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All in the same now. Can't say I got a whole lot of cares. I'm in the redneck Riviera. It's getting crazy.